temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I said there's a guy that I've been critical of that I probably need to be less critical of, and that's Brian Reynolds. I didn't realize this. You guys let me know if you are surprised by this. So Brian Reynolds, he's making $100 million. And with that comes, for me anyhow, really high expectations. Like $100 million ain't all that in a bag of chips in today's Major League Baseball, but for the Pirates, that's a lot of money. And he's got a 768 OPS. Doesn't seem all that great. He's hitting 267. Doesn't seem all that great, although it's better than what he's hit the last couple of years. But someone tweeted out, one of these Pirates bloggers, and now I forget who it was, so my apologies. He's in the top five in just about every National League outfielder category. He's fourth in among NL outfielders in OPS. He's seventh at 267 in batting average. He's fifth in home runs with 9, and he's fifth in RBI. So what the hell have I been talking about? Brian Reynolds is a top five outfielder in the National League.
That just came to be, though, because he's gotten a little bit hot. You're in the right last about like that. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The last 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks, maybe 2.5 weeks, he's gotten hot. But if you do this before that, I bet you he was somewhat last.
Yeah, he wasn't.
No,
he wasn't living up to it.
This is very recent.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he does. This is what he expected him to do. Like, he gets hot at certain points, and that's why they paid him that much money. But leading up to it, I would be willing to bet that he was very, very low.
Yeah, he probably was not. He definitely wasn't in the top 10 in any of those statistics. No. Probably far away from the top 5, top 10 in those statistics. But this is what you expect from Brian Reynolds, is to be a top 10, maybe in some categories, top 5 outfielder in the National League. He needs to keep that going. And Nick Gonzalez, dude, has been unbelievably good. Is there any reason to believe Nick Gonzalez shouldn't keep this up?
No.
I don't think so either.
Just how aggressive he is at the plate. Like, mm-hmm. he is in command of what he wants to do at the plate every single time he gets up there. And he comes through. And even whenever he gets up, like, I have the confidence that he's going to get a hit. It's like, okay, yeah, he's going to get a hit. Like, what can they do around that? Like, that's just how well he's playing right now. I have no, like, confidence to think that he would go backwards at this point.
It's kind of amazing. He's their best hitter right now,
mm-hmm.
and by a wide margin.
Mm-hmm.
Got an OPS of 850, an OPS plus a 140, which means he's 40% better than league average. He's hitting .312. This is what he's always done his entire life until last year. He didn't do it at the major league level. And you've got Jack Sawinski, who, okay, yesterday, nice, but he's been struggling. Nick Gonzalez has been the one pleasant surprise, and I just hope he can keep it up all season long. And O'Neill Cruz has really come around. Reynolds is on that 15-game hitting streak. you just want the rotation to get healthy. If the rotation can get healthy, you could kind of, you can go on a little bit of a run here. The Mets have won 10 out of 14 games. Yeah. That's what we're waiting for from the Bucks. Because I don't know if they're like under 500 at the deadline, but still in shouting distance. I don't know what Charrington's going to do. But if you win 10 out of 14 games, I think you're almost going to force his hand.
That's what you got to do, and that's what you said last week. And I kind of ran with that whenever you were out last week. I mean, you have to force his hand, and are they in that spot right now? I mean, they're making it a lot harder for themselves. They definitely are, but they're close, I think. I mean, I'm not saying close to being like a playoff team or anything right now, but they're close to forcing the hand to say, if we add, this will give us the best chance.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that they're like, I just don't know, but I go through waves, just like everybody else. Like, I don't know what they are.
I feel exactly the same way.
Like, I almost want the season to be close to the end to see what they're going to be.
Yeah.
I really do, because like I have no idea.
I talked to a huge Pirate fan yesterday, as we do, and he said, we're in this place right now where they're not a good baseball team. I mean, they're not above 500. They haven't been since the first, you know, 2 weeks of the season, but they're not bad. So you're hanging on every pitch. You're watching every game. You're caring about every game. And they've been up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. They're not winning five games in a row. Haven't done that since the beginning of the season, since they started, 5-0. Like, they are maddening right now. And some of the things that they do, Doran, to your point, make me want to pull my hair out. After they beat the Cardinals in the Skeens game, that was a hell of a baseball game, low-scoring game, and it felt like in June, as close as you're going to get to a playoff game. It's against a team that you hate, and I'm thinking, okay, you won that game, and you beat the Cardinals, and you kind of felt the whole way, oh, the Cardinals are going to win this thing. You're going to do the Cardinal thing. They don't, and I was as high on the Pirates after that game as I've been all season long, and then you lose the next two, and then you have a bullpen game, and then you lose 16-4. And then whatever the hell happened yesterday happened, and they win the game, and it's 8-2. But still, I mean, it's a bullpen game, and Brule's out there, and Josh Fleming, and I know this isn't good talk radio. I don't know what to think.
I don't either.
Because you look at the bottom of their lineup yesterday, and that's not a playoff team, but they're a game out. So you consider, just like the Reynolds talk, man, you look at Reynolds at face value, and you go, eh, do you feel like he's having an elite season? No, but compared to the rest of the league, he kind of is. You watch the Pirates. Are they a good baseball team? No. But is anybody? No. The Mets were left for dead. They're a game and a half out of a playoff spot right now, which that kind of sucks because I was hoping Pete Alonso and J.D. Martinez would get traded. Yeah, I don't know that they're going to be.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3-3 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.